Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're All Local for Monday morning, the 16th of August, 2022. We're headed for a high right around 101 today, but could have a change in the weather pattern by the end of the week. That's what Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says, so stay tuned. In Southlake last night, more controversy. The school board accepts posters with a religious theme from a Christian group that must be posted in schools. And KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest.
Carroll ISD school board was meeting last night to talk about the budget plan, but during the meeting, the company Patriot Mobile donated signs reading "In God We Trust." Chief Marketing Officer Scott Coburn showed the posters, which have the national motto above an American flag.
Patriot Mobile is here today to donate these beautiful "In God We Trust" framed posters for each school in our district.
Patriot Mobile is based in North Texas. Its political action committee spent $500,000 to support school board candidates across the area this spring. School board accepted the donation. Three people got up to speak during the public comment period, but all were in favor of the signs. The Southlake Anti-Racism Coalition was urging people to sign up to speak against the signs, though, saying Patriot Mobile was trying to integrate more Christian conservative values into Carroll ISD, calling the donation concerning. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the first time in 2 years, many students are returning to campuses without having to wear masks. Is that causing concern as monkeypox and COVID continue to spread? Here's KRLD's Heather Behrens.
The more dominant strains of COVID BA4 and BA5 also happen to be the easiest to get and spread. Dr. Philip Wong, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services, says we could see an uptick in COVID cases because the immunity from previous shots are starting to wane or because students haven't received a booster yet.
These strains that are circulating are just so easily spread. Monkeypox is not as, easily spread. It takes more of that skin-to-skin intimate contact or prolonged face-to-face contact.
Dr. Wong says they have not seen any cases of monkeypox among the student population, and that includes student athletes in contact sports. A future concern is flu season. His advice, get up to date on your vaccines, wash your hands, and stay home if you feel sick. From the 24-Hour News Center, Heather Behrens, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Five people, including a teenager and two children, are still being treated for serious burns because of a home explosion Sunday in Garland.
The blast killed a woman and left five of her family members in the hospital, including a 15-year-old boy.
A young man was just ran out asking for help, like a torch, like started rolling in the grass. Even the grass caught on fire.
Neighbor Jose Rodriguez says it was just horrible. In addition to the teenager who's in critical condition, the woman who died, Paula Reyes, two of her adult daughters are in stable condition, and two of Reyes' grandsons, ages 5 and 2, are in critical. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
45 years for raping three women. That sentence handed down for a North Texas man. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
The jury found 31-year-old Talial Meaders of Grand Prairie guilty of sexual assault, then it sentenced him to 45 years in prison. Three women were attacked by Meaders over a 9-year period. It was the most recent case that helped police solve all three. In 2019, Meaders sexually assaulted a woman near Harry Hines in Walnut Hill. His car was similar to an attack that happened weeks earlier. That led police to tying him to the second crime. And both of those had similarities to a 2010 sexual assault that had been unsolved. None of the attacks happened while Meaders was on duty as a shared ride driver. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Rangers fans are sounding off about the firing of manager Chris Woodward. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein talked with some of them last night at Globe Life Field.
Chris Woodward was fired after almost four seasons and without achieving a winning record. Before their game against Oakland, some fans say the team fired the wrong man.
John should have gone.
I'd rather get rid of Mr. Daniels first.
since he's the one who's hiring Chris Woodward. So that's what I do.
I think he should be fired. He don't deserve his job right now.
Others say Woodward got a raw deal since he was dealt a team not built for contending. Tony Beasley is serving as the interim manager for the remainder of the season, and the team says he will be considered for the full-time managerial job once the job search begins after the season. At Globe Life Field in Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An interim manager, Tony Beasley, takes over the Rangers 6 years after a personal battle. He was diagnosed with colorectal cancer in 2016, but beat it.
I didn't know that if I would have to walk away from baseball or if health-wise I'd be able to continue. So I'm very grateful and thankful for that I'm still here. You know, I'm able to have a normal life and do things that I enjoy and passionate about.
Beasley played 9 years in the majors, began his managerial career in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, back in 2001. And with Beasley in the dugout, the Rangers picked up a win last night against the A's at Globe Life Field. The game tied in the bottom of the sixth with a runner on third and a rookie at the plate.
I didn't know that if I would have to walk away from baseball or if health-wise I'd be able to continue. So I'm very grateful and thankful for that I'm still here. You know, I'm able to have a normal life and do things that I enjoy and passionate about.
And that was the final. Rangers win it 2-1. Glenn Otto picked up the win. They play the A's again tonight. Some members of the Dallas City Council say they're getting complaints from neighborhoods where donation boxes are located. There are more than 150 of those drop boxes around the city for people to donate clothes or other items to nonprofits. Councilmember Casey Thomas says in some cases people are just dumping items outside the boxes, and that creates an eyesore.
We want development. The key development is clean and safe.
The council has asked staffers to write new rules for those donation boxes. Those new rules could come up for a vote later this year.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.